The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Who gets up this early?
Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
I just think it's going to be a good day.
Guess what day it is?
You asked for it, and you got it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, with breaking news, weather, and traffic from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
.705 on this Wednesday morning. Glad to have you. We got a lot of other things that we need to cover this morning. Georgia police announced yesterday that the FBI has joined the investigation into the horrific hazing of a young man, Trent Learcamp. He's 19. He remains hospitalized after a group of teens reportedly forced him to guzzle vodka, tied him to a chair, and did a lot of other horrendous things to him. Spray painted him. There's one image of video of him being literally hosed down with a water hose. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. It's just another example of how hazing is affecting young people, primarily young men around the country, and how dangerous it can be. This young man is on a ventilator. Also, the idea that San Francisco is going to pay each resident, each black resident, $5 million in reparations is meeting a slight stumbling block. Robin Rue Simmons, who is a reparations advocate and a consultant, she travels around the country evidently helping cities who are gathering information about paying reparations and how they do it. She told CNN last night she's not quite sure how San Francisco can afford to pay each black person $5 million. And then a Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, primarily talking about border security yesterday, but a number of other issues came up. We've got some of that testimony that we want to go through as well. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on this Wednesday. I've got a lot of text messages pertaining to the horrific shooting, loss of life in Nashville. We have learned more about the three innocent children, three adults who are just working, trying to provide an excellent education to these young people, gunned down. It's changed that school and that community forever. One of the young victims' father was the pastor at the Presbyterian church that operated the Christian school. We're going to talk a little about just who those people are. And of course, more information on the young lady who obviously was very troubled. The trans community coming out in support of her, saying that this was her only option to be heard, and literally some blaming her actions on the Christian community. We'll get into that too, as well as your phone calls. 877-235-9405. I got a few that have been on hold for a while, so we're going to go to the phones real quick. Let's start with Paul in Lake Wylie. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning. First off, you know, my prayers go out to those families that lost either a child or a loved one.
Sure.
They are absolutely at rest and absolutely in a better world than we are having to probably muscle through. But the families or the teachers, that lived a life of service, just an amazing gift that they gave the kids up till their death. So I do appreciate that and want to first start there. But, you know, the Jan Strenger community is it's a multi-billion dollar industry. It's being completely fueled by our new laws and regulations and the hands that are getting slicked by our current folks in office. And it's, again, it's a multi-million dollar industry. They've got these poor, and they're a victim too. They've got them from the moment they make that decision to go in a direction like they do. They've got them to maintain that. And then all of a sudden, when they decide they want to reverse out of it, they've got them on the way out as well.
Yeah.
It's a billion-dollar industry, and I think that's the real, you know, the problem there is that we're not treating people are mentioning it here on your radio show all the time. This is a mental health issue that we're just completely neglecting. It's not a gun law issue. We have a major mental health problem in this country.
Yeah, you're so right, Paul, and. Do you have trouble understanding, as I do, how this just, to me, it seems like this whole trans thing just happened almost overnight. I mean, just in the last year to 2 years, have we really started hearing about, I didn't even know what trans was a few years ago. So how did this just happen overnight?
Oh, it's 100% fueled by the current administration. You know, I can't explain it. I swear, they say, you know what? Let's sit around. Let's see if we can make a law around, you know, like one of your leading reports was, let's see if we can give $1 million to every black person. I swear they dream up these things to see if the people will buy it, and they're like, oh, they bought it. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And I think this is another one where we're supporting radical left ideas almost to see if this country will actually bite into it. And I swear they're sitting around drinking bourbon and laughing, saying, wow, they're going for it. Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. It is. Look, that wouldn't surprise me one bit. Hey, Paul, appreciate you listening in Lake Wylie. Tell all your friends to tune into the Morning Answer. Have a blessed day. Let's go to Greenwood, our buddy John in Greenwood. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Joey. What percentage of your callers, just out of curiosity, are actually talking in their sleep this early in the morning?
You
realize that I do that periodically, that I'm actually talking in my sleep when I call in going, what did I just do?
What's on your mind this morning?
I tell you, I think I'm moving to San Francisco, and I think I might be identifying as another race at some point in the future.
Yeah.
If there's $5 million at stake there. You know, let me channel Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock a little while, just for a second. I mean, how many people are really of the black race going to say that they have black race in their backgrounds, you know, and collect that incentive to move to San Francisco?
Well, look, if they come up with a way to pay it, and that's going to be their big challenge, but if they come up with a way to pay it, John, you might want to consider moving in that direction.
Well, I don't know that I necessarily would, but I suspect that there are going to be some people out there who do.
Well, you could. Hey, in today's world, John, you just show up and you identify as a black American.
That's the whole point, and that sort of leads to the main point here. Have you noticed how many things that we're facing right now in this world appear to be calculated, appear to be strategized to, as the previous caller was saying, to divide and to create division, to create irritation, to create anger? I mean, have you ever played chess before? Do you play chess?
Not on a regular basis, but I have, yes.
But you know that chess teaches strategy. And right. So, you know, if you tell African Americans that they're owed for slavery, and who's to say who gets the reparations? Now, that was a horrible thing. Slavery was just a terrible, terrible thing. But,
yes.
You know, that was, you know, that ended in 1865.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everything seems calculated from just mass communications to the media to everything that is happening in the United States right now. It seems calculated as some sort of master plan to create division. You talk about how things just suddenly appeared with the trans issues. You know, resentment has been building over that and over how the quote-unquote Christian community addresses trans people and other people. I mean, it has been building for years. And so you've got a group of people who exploit every major fault line in the United States, and they create their own.
Yeah.
And so eventually they're going to ban what they call assault weapons. And you know what assault weapons are? Any weapons that law-abiding Christians, Republicans, conservatives would have that the government doesn't have. An assault weapon is anything they want to say it is.
Yeah,
and then they brand it as an assault weapon, and we need to stop playing into that trope. I mean, we need to stop using their terminology in their propaganda when a weapon that can be that your grandmother can use to defend herself against a gang, because it's so easy to operate that it has the benefit of being a defensive weapon.
Yeah.
So everything is just is converging.
Yeah, that assault weapon could be grandma's butter knife for that matter. So, hey, John, always good to hear from you. Have a great day in Greenwood. The back to the whole idea of reparations. San Francisco still headed in that direction. They just got to figure out how to pay for it. I'll give you some additional info for this advocate. This consultant, Robin Rue Simmons, explained to CNN how she's not quite sure yet how San Francisco will come up with the $5 million per person, per black person in San Francisco. But she does believe it's a good idea. 7:16 on The Morning Answer.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
So you've decided that this is the time that you're going to purchase a new vehicle. Maybe a new Ford pickup truck. And you're ready to buy. You just don't want to go through the process because it can be tedious. It can be frustrating. That's how it is at the big corporate-owned dealerships. If you want to put the fund back into purchasing a new vehicle, if you want great prices, if you want to be able to get your car quickly rather than waiting weeks, months for it to be delivered, if you want a salesperson who helps you through the process, then let me encourage you to take the short drive to Lawrence and talk with my friends Jim and Matthew Furman at Furman Ford. They still understand the value of a small town, relaxed atmosphere backed by great service, fantastic trade-in values, and a selection of vehicles that you're not going to find in other places. Can't be beat. And right now, we got a few more days left in Ford Truck Month, unless they extend it on into April. We'll see. Furman Ford, they're celebrating with a special incentive. They're offering 0% financing for 36 months on new 2023 Edge, Escape, Explorer, and F-150 pickup trucks. So no reason to burn your cash. Let the Ford Motor Credit Company finance 36 months for zero, free. And they just had some new inventory arrive. They have more on the way. You shouldn't have to jump through all the hoops to get your new vehicle. Buying a new vehicle should be fun. Let's put the fun back into purchasing that. And that's exactly what you'll get when you go to Furman Ford in Lawrence. Keep it simple. Browse their entire inventory online at FurmanFord.com, FurmanFord.com. Their name is on the sign because their name is on the line at Furman Ford in Lawrence. 719 on The Morning Answer.
Brandon Tatum isn't a fan of the current administration.
Joe Biden is the worst president in United States history. The cabinet that he has is the wokest, most ridiculous cabinet that there is. Nobody in there know how to do anything they're supposed to do. They all woke. But Joe Biden literally thrusts these people in positions of power because they're woke. These people are completely incompetent.
Get the right answer with Brandon Tatum. Weeknights at 6 on 94.5. The Answer.
The only president to ever be arrested. We'll discuss as we take a bite out of history with Ingles Markets. The year is 1872, and the location is the corner of 13th and M Street in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. A police officer named William H. West sat and watched the hustle and bustle of city life. West, an African-American and Civil War vet, noticed a carriage traveling at a high rate of speed. Upon further investigation, he realizes it's the same man he stopped to give a warning to the day before for speeding. The culprit, none other than the 18th president of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant. From childhood to general of the U.S. forces, Grant was always known as a strong and fast horseman. With a second offense in as many days, Officer West arrested Grant and escorted him to the police station, where he paid a $20 fine. According to the USS Grant Cottage Historical Site in Wilton, New York, Grant always commended Officer West for doing his job fearlessly, and the two met frequently afterwards and shared their mutual love for fast horses. This has been a bite out of history with Ingles Markets.
Michael's Flooring and Cabinets is your local source for flooring and cabinetry brands. Family-owned since 1978, come take your pick of in-stock designer carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, and custom area rug flooring options. No wait and no shipping costs, and Michaels offers free measurements and in-house installation services. Shop local, shop designer, and shop convenience with Michaels Flooring and Cabinets. Visit michaelsgreenville.com or visit the huge 30,000-square-foot showroom to schedule your free measurement today.
When your back pain is your foot's fault, this is Dean's story.
It was affecting me when I walked, which is a kind of a common activity.
Dean's chronic back pain had become a pain in the you-know-what.
At first, I just sort of ignored it. But eventually, everything catches up to you.
Physically and mentally.
Back pain affects your mood. It really does.
But that's not the only connection Dean made.
A friend of mine suggested I go to the Good Feet store. I was a little confused. Why would I need a foot store? My feet are fine.
But he thought, what the heck? He had nothing to lose.
They took impressions of my feet, and with the footprint, they were able to get me a personalized arch support that, like, lifted pressure off my back.
Hmm. So the source of your back pain was right under your toes.
It's something maybe I should have known, but I found out in the nicest possible way.
See how arch supports work for you with a free fitting. Find your Good Feet store at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Good Feet store in Magnolia Park on Woodruff Road near Cabela's for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetse.com.
It's the morning show everybody's talking about. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
My wife and I have been listening to you for years, and it's just a joy to listen to every morning to 94.5.
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for making my ride to work a little bit more enjoyable every day.
Now, back to The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5. The Answer.
/7:23 on this Wednesday morning. Texter David says, Joey, I believe the greatest difference we will come to see between the Christian community and the trans community is that those who lost loved ones will forgive this woman, while the trans community will continue to blame others. I think you're probably right, David. I think you are probably, sadly, right. Greg says the female murderer had approximately 10 years of education after she left that Christian school. That mass murder is a result of college education. I'm not quite sure. I do know she had just, according to reports, had just graduated from a visual arts or graphic arts school. She was a graphic artist, according to some of her online information. She did logos and that type of thing. For businesses. KT in Athens says, good morning, Joey. This alternative lifestyle stuff actually started during the Clinton administration and has gained steam and traction ever since. Well, the Biden administration encourages it. They, I mean, you know, The Biden administration is the administration of first. They love the idea of saying that, well, we are the first administration to have a black lesbian spokesperson, Corinne Jean-Pierre. Now, they love, I guess they consider breaking the glass ceiling or whatever. Texter says, mental and spiritual illness is rampant in this country. I had a friend hang himself recently because he and his wife were having issues. It all goes back to not loving God. The Bible says if you don't know God, you don't know love. The opposite of love is hate. Good point. Jimmy in Liberty says, I'm a gunsmith, a gun advocate, Second Amendment supporter, and I see a big problem is that we need less gun-free zones and we need to arm the citizenship and disarm those who don't matter. If this has been an armed citizen situation, that it wouldn't have happened. That's the big problem. You know, Jimmy, you do make a good point. I mean, when you have a good guy with a gun, we've seen a number of those situations. Remember not too long ago, the restaurant where the robber comes in and ends up being shot by one of the patrons who stands up, shoots him, and walks out the door. Look, I don't want anybody to be shot or to lose their life, but I certainly want to be able to protect myself and my family if I'm put into that situation. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation today on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message. And you can send me your notes on the Big Rock text line as well. So the big idea of giving every black citizen $5 million in San Francisco is hitting a slight roadblock. Reparations advocate Robin Rue Simmons spoke with CNN. Ms. Simmons is a sort of a consultant. She started, she was like a city council member in Evanston, Illinois. She successfully pushed through a reparations program in Evanston. Now, it wasn't quite as aggressive as San Francisco's. In Evanston, those who qualified were awarded grants of up to $25,000. CNN's Adrian Broaddus asked Ms. Simmons during an interview about how the city of San Francisco will actually come up with the money to pay black residents $5 million.
It has taken longer than we expected. And some of those challenges have been really underestimating operationalizing the work.
From Asheville, North Carolina to Detroit, Michigan, cities across the country are trying to repair harms caused by institutional racism. In San Francisco, a reparations committee is seeking payments proposed of $5 million to every eligible black resident.
How will they pay each resident?
I don't know. And so those are the challenges that we all have as municipalities.
Meanwhile, back here in Evanston, a spokesperson with the city tells me more than 650 applications have been submitted, but the staff is still sorting through those applications to verify eligibility. Meanwhile, six people who did qualify died before receiving their payment.
Now, an interesting bit of information here about Evanston, Illinois, again, who is paying up to $25,000. You know how they funded theirs? Illinois recently approved recreational marijuana. It went into effect last year in 2022. And Evanston chose to use revenue from the sale of marijuana to fund their reparations. Ms. Simmons said, it's one thing to identify a harm and prescribe a remedy. In the case of Evanston, We've been led to understand and appreciate that home rule taxes are our most viable way to fund reparations, being that they're within our purview. And went on to talk about how the revenue that the city collects from the sale of marijuana has allowed them to pay these reparations. It's going to take a lot of weed to be sold in San Francisco to pay $5 million, isn't it?
This is California, you know.
Well, I guess maybe it's not totally unrealistic then, is it? by the way, in that news report, they cited Asheville, North Carolina, because you remember, when was it, a year or so ago, that Asheville formed their reparations commission? And they have been quietly meeting monthly. In fact, if you go to the website, their next meeting is coming up April the 24th, if you want to go. If you live in the Asheville area, you want to find out what's going on with Asheville reparations, show up on April the 24th for their next meeting. Their website points out that the members of the commission were appointed by the Asheville City Council on March 8th of 2022. The Reparations Commission is empowered to make short, medium, and long-term recommendations that will make significant progress towards repairing the damage caused by public and private systemic racism. The task of the Reparations Commission in Asheville is to issue a report in a timely manner for consideration by the city and other participating community groups for incorporation into their respective short-term and long-term priorities and plans. So there's still a chance that Asheville could be paying reparations as well. 7:31 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.